Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You damn skipping. We start now in the loop. Sports Radio 610. You heard the man. You got John Lopez. You got Figgy Fig. You got myself, Reginald Adetula. Do you have more confidence in this Texans offense or defense on this Tuesday? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. We're on the Odyssey app. We're on the YouTube. Yeah. We're on the Twitch. We're all those places. Get at us. I said that very aggressively, I realized. Yeah. But you know what I mean?
Bring it on.
Get at us. Talk to us.
You'll hear about that during
Come at me, bro.
That's right. I guess there's a level of aggression coming through.
Come at me, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bring it. Again, look.
Seems like an easy question, doesn't it?
You would think.
Like, do you have more confidence in the offense or the defense of this
one
team?
One would think.
It seems easy.
But I'm already in that place where I'm like, am I making this too simple? Do I need to overthink this? Mm-hmm. And in talking about this Texans team and kind of the way that I came into a victory reaction Monday at that, 713 Texans says the Texans have not played a complete game yet. And I think that's one of the ways that you can easily try and go, well, you know, without that all, that complete game, you know, maybe you lean to one side depending on which game really appealed to you more. As of right now, funny enough, I think I go with the side of the football that had more disappointment, or I guess felt a little bit more disappointed in the Sunday night football game. I think I go to the offense.
So you have more confidence in the offense?
I think I do.
That's the easy answer.
Okay. All right.
And I
was wondering, after a defensive showing,
right,
like what you saw on Sunday night football, if that was what you were considering as the...
Figgy, what about you real quick? And then I'm going to lay out some numbers and such. Offense or defense? What do you have more confidence in?
I kind of got more...
It's tough.
It's a lot because tougher than look, it's
it, all I right. 713 saying special teams. What are you doing right now?
Hey, it's hard.
Just
to,
going, Eamie.
It's hard to say. You know, you got more confident in the defense and looking at who's on offense like
right,
that. I'm waiting on them to get clicking, but right now that defense, I would probably say I had a little more confidence in the defense.
Okay, I'm glad you guys said that, because the easy answer to me is the offense, because of what we know we have C.J. Stroud as a Houston Texan. We
Correct.
Know Joe Mixon can bust out 159 yards. We know the big three wide receivers. But right now, let me just, little background. Two games in, 2 out of 17. The offense does not rank. Now, I'm not saying they're bad, because they're in the middle of the pack in some of these. But they don't rank in the top 10 in total yards. They do not rank in the top 10 in total offense, I should say, in third down efficiency. They don't rank in the top 10 in passing. And they don't rank in the top 10 in third down efficiency. The defense ranks number 3 in total defense, 7th in rushing defense, 5th in opposing quarterback rating, 5th in completion percentage, and 2nd in sacks. So
is that good?
That's all good.
Okay.
So right now, I'm going to say I have more confidence in the offense long term. But right now, the defense is what you should have more confidence.
That's interesting, because I went ahead and assumed that you meant long term, but those are two different propositions.
Yeah.
The week to week immediacy of how you feel, and then the long term. And I think I did the same thing that you did when it came to, okay, I'm going to go with the offense, because this offense in week one put up 29 points, week two put up 19, although you can very clearly see the ways in which they probably should have put up at least 20 some points, right?
For sure.
And I go, this, they have not put up an A minus game even thus far, and it's not like they're far away from those things.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, even with the lackluster, I'll use that word kind of hesitantly, but even with the lackluster performance that they've delivered thus far, mm-hmm. you've gotten a pretty solid output yeah. of production. How much more when they get to the place that you imagine them to be, and maybe not even the high watermark of what you imagine, but what you just imagine to be kind of their baseline. Mm-hmm. I think that there's an expectation there. But I get where you mentioned the defense has been absolutely incredible. And one of the things that comes in on that very text line came in from the 281. They say the defense is where they're most confident. Remember, one of the team's best defensive players is suspended. Offensive line is not good. And I'll take you to another play. I'll raise your stakes there. Two of your defense's best players are not available because remember Christian Harris also on IR, right? Like you have, in addition to Danico Autry is obviously the suspended player that we're mm-hmm. talking about, your defensive tackle. And so, yeah, you have a couple of players that could probably stand to elevate mm-hmm. this defense that are not playing thus far. And I think that the defense benefits from a new element, a new wrinkle being added, which is cornerbacks that are solid enough, that are good enough to yeah. then allow D'Amico Ryans to shift this whole game up and add a blitzing and a heat 'em up element
yep.
With the blitz that you saw in game two.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to add into the equation. So we know where the offense ranks. Again, not bad, but middle of the pack. We know where the defense ranks at the very top. Then when you throw in Christian Harris is not here yet.
Yes.
Danico Autry is not here yet. They still rank second in the league in sacks. They're getting pieces back defensively. So how does that affect your confidence? And then when you sort of bookend that with the offensive line, which mauled people in week one.
Yeah.
They had three players, at least according to Pro Football Focus, rank under 60% in efficiency this past week. So the offensive line might all of a sudden be like, okay, which one is it? You know, like is it going to be or was it just a matter of the Bears defense playing very well, which it did? But the offensive line, which was something of a question, let's see how they look coming into the season.
Right.
They mauled the Colts, and then all of a sudden they were like, you know, against the Bears. Which one do you have more confidence in? Like right now, I think it's almost impossible not to say defense.
Yeah.
Long term is different.
Yeah, and I think that that's a great way of breaking it down, right? And to the point of the offensive line, you know, that first week data point of, oh, man, they were out there getting these blocks. It is easy to now contextualize that mm-hmm. with the idea that maybe the offensive line was mauling because the Indianapolis Colts were maulable.
Yeah.
Like maybe that is ultimately what we are seeing, and they did not cover themselves in glory in week two, mm-hmm. Blocking-wise. Now, of course, how much of that do you want to attribute to the absence of Juice Scruggs? I don't know how much I want to attribute to that because Patterson, I don't think that he was awful, but even the places where you saw clear misses
yeah.
were things that you saw from this offensive line in week one as well, right? Mm-hmm. Not being able to handle some of the stunts and games on the front of the defensive line.
Yeah.
Emile Ryans spoke to that. I don't know. I think you're right. You're right in the idea that especially if you want to go with what's on paper as opposed to what's projected, mm-hmm. this defense is absolutely astounded in the way that they've handled their business early on.
Yeah, and then remember in the preseason, I talked about, Figgy, I know I mentioned this with you, like we played the what-if game. What if this Texans defense is really good? Like really, really good.
Should we use the E word?
Yeah. Maybe even elite.
What?
Well, they're in the top five right now.
Yeah.
You know, if you just kind of balance and average everything, all the categories, they're in the top five right now.
I mean, if you want to just use like efficiency, yeah. EPA per play, they're eighth, which even then, still in a pretty good place there.
Yeah. So what if they're really, really good? This offense really doesn't have to be much better than they've been. Now, I think they will be. But they really don't have to be a whole lot better than they've been, and that speaks to why this team. And I think he was asked this question. I don't know who how he answered it, but I think D'Amico was asked about like a year ago. You know, they lost to the Falcons, they lost to the Panthers. You know, they lost a couple of games here and there because their defense wasn't really good and their offense had a day like we saw Sunday night. So like this defense sort of. It evens everything out. It's a true X factor. So confidence wise, you know, with the guys coming back and all that. And oh, by the way, the offense. Yes, you know, Juice Scruggs wasn't available, but for the most part, it's been pretty healthy. Including Joe Mixon played up into the second half. Until he hurt his ankle. But you know, all their weapons have been there offensively.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and that's fair. You're rapidly helping me change my mind from the immediate place. And again, apparently it too much in my head. But I did want to go to what has been my favorite thing to say in the first, I don't know, few weeks of this season.
Uh-oh.
Turnover defense, yep. Right? Like, I think that that's also fun. And I did want to go to D'Amico Ryans, who talked to the media yesterday, obviously, as he always does on Mondays. And he was asked about rookie cornerback Kamari Lassiter's first NFL interception.
Yeah, it was really cool to see Kamari. The work that he's putting in is really cool to see him, you know, reap the benefits of that, right? And getting the pick is a matter of not just him, but it's the rush, speeding up the quarterback, and it's Kamari having really good hands. That was a difficult catch to make as well, so it was really nice play by him. But, man, credit to him. The kid's been consistent. I talk about all the time. He's been consistent where he needs to be every single play, and he doesn't press to make plays. Some guys get in the spot and they try to press to make a play, and then you end up putting yourself in a bad position. He's in the right position all the time, and he benefited yesterday from being able to make a pick.
And I think that what he's speaking to, D'Amico Ryans, head coach of this Texans team, that consistency from a rookie, that was one of the questions you had. Yeah. It's like, what is a rookie going to do? And, of course, a rookie is going to continue to be tested. But in that particular type of circumstance where both Clint and Seth have talked about this, when you have Stingley traveling, that's great when you feel like, all right, we have our best cornerback at all given time, at any given time, on DJ Moore, who is their best wide receiver, their best option. But what that does is that takes the other cornerback, right? And I say that with no disrespect to Kamari Lassiter, but in any situation, that other cornerback is always a perspective or a place to watch, because teams might view that as a weak link. He's moving around. He's now having to be malleable in a way that, you know, you love that from your cornerback one, your cornerback two. Are they capable to be?
Yeah, he's got to move too.
Handling up to that. And the consistency stays, right? Yeah. And so that gives you a level of confidence. That then allows, you know, D'Amico Ryans, just by the nature of them being able to play man a decent amount, allows you to go and unleash Will Anderson, unleash, Danielle Hunter, and then blitz and add that added element. So it puts more tools in the pocket and, I guess, the tool belt of Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans, and then also just like having the opportunity to take the ball away when we talk about efficiency, when we talk about all these things, the analytics of it all, there's nothing like a turnover play to really bump the probability of winning and all these types of things. And it seems like this defense has the capability of doing that in addition to having more tools at their disposal.
That ties in with the confidence question, I feel, because if you look at these first two games, And while it feels like a small sample size, in the course of a season, it's not that small. I mean, it's clearly, you know, a pretty good percentage of the season already, two games out of 17. But when you look at, like, okay, which one do you have more confidence in? What you're talking about is big plays. You know, big plays, interceptions, turnovers, et cetera. There have been so many more big plays on the defensive side than the offense. I was looking at the stats this morning. The Texans have five passes of more than 20 yards. That pretty much in the middle, lower middle of the NFL. I think they only have one over 40 yards. So those are big plays, right? Defensively, you've got the sacks. You've got the interceptions. You got the Kalen Bullock interception week one. Obviously, Kamari Lassiter. So if you're talking about what do you have more confidence in, the team, the squad that can make the biggest plays, it's the defense.
Well, but you say that, and I don't want to then make this entirely bump the offense. It's all about the defense, because the offense, I mean, obviously we mentioned the ways that
they were going 8 and 10 yards with Joe Mixon week one.
Right. Yeah. There's that. Yeah. But then look, you got Nico Collins putting up a hundo 2 weeks in a row, right? Like that level of consistency, knowing that, hey, if all else fails, Nico Collins down there somewhere, that'll work. That's great. I think also one of the things that the confidence piles up is, yes, we can talk about how the offensive line has not been necessarily where they need to be, and that is a place that you're going to have to continue to watch and see if that improvement comes. I'm going to lean on one of your favorite things to bring up. Do not take for granted the caliber of play that you're getting from C.J. Stroud, the ways in which he's able to make things right, and he's able to go out and utilize his legs to still make things happen, knowing that he can do that and that he's been able to make some of these passes, you know, off of the timing, you know, without being able to just hit the top of his route and let the ball fly, or top of his drop, rather, let the ball fly sometimes. Now imagine if and when you do get that line situated to where they're getting back to that place, how much better does it get there, right? How much better are the opportunities going to happen when you also have Cam Akers able to play more often, right, when the possibilities arise for him? I think that there's still a lot of potential within this. I don't think we've seen Dalton Schultz have the opportunities that he's had. Even Stephon Diggs, right? We talked about the situation, and some people are viewing it as the negative of it, but I think there's the positive aspect of it. The high end for Stephon Diggs is 2 touchdowns right now, but it's not all the yards. It's not all of that aspect of it, where he still has the opportunity to go off at various points. Yeah. There's still so much potential that is reasonable to ask. Like, it's not even the unreasonable forecasting that's reasonable forecast.
Well, that's
offense.
Why I said, you know, long term, it's the offense. You know how I feel about C.J. Stroud. I was listening to the Ocho Cinco and
So you're a nightcap guy now.
Yeah, nightcap.
All it took was one IG video. All right, so you were over here conspiracy theory, but you fell in anyway.
And Ocho Cinco said he's Tom Brady. He said C.J. Stroud's Tom Brady, flat out. He couldn't even come up with another name. So long term, yes, because of C.J. Stroud, and you know how I feel about him.
That
those throws that he made, the one he made in the second quarter Sunday. No, I'm not saying that they are not capable of being that.
But as
I'm
of right
saying,
now,
for these first two games,
proof positive.
Even though Nico went for 100 and 100 plus in back to back games, the big plays, the game changing, the sacks, the interceptions, all these plays, the biggest plays, at least through two games, have been on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, man, it's look. I understand 281 mentioning you're in week two. There's a lot of noise in the statistics, right? And that's absolutely going to affect some of this. But I think, we've done a solid job pointing to. I'm tuning my own horn and our own horn here. But I think we've done a solid job pointing to how it's not just the statistics of this, right? That is a portion of it, but it's the process, which is it's very evident that this coaching staff, that this organization, is a process driven one.
Yeah,
you can see that the process of this has been very good for the defense in a way that the offense is still working on, and they voice that. CJ has voiced that. D'Amico's voiced that. Bobby has voiced that. Dalton Schultz even voiced that. I know that B. Scott will come in. We were talking to him in the locker room after the game, right? There's been many different places that have voiced the idea that, hey, man, this offense is not hitting the stride that they want to just yet, and even with that, 29-19 and a lot of places to go there. Some other things that were brought up. Yes, 832 said, is it me or does Petrie remind you of Honey Badger? Because we didn't even really mention Petrie a ton in the course
really.
Of this.
Does he? You?
Not to me.
No.
No, I just love the physicality that he's bringing.
The physicality, right. I'll give you.
He's been doing this thing, but I wouldn't go that far.
The Honey Badger's a ball hawk. He just finds the ball.
And it's kind of nice to have Petrie have his condo in the trenches where he could just come up and really focus on,
got that
focus
condo. On that
physicality. Yeah, I'm never letting that go. I appreciate Will Anderson giving us that to us because I'm never letting go of it. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We're just getting going on a Tuesday. Coming up next, and we definitely want your input on this, 713-572-4610. When did the Texans' luck change? Obviously, this was a hard luck franchise for a little bit, but they're not that anymore. What was the defining moment that caused that shift? We'll talk about it next.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.